We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Chavav Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom. We are continuing the discussion of Rav and Abaye now. We're going back to Rav Abaye. We finished the Kol Ma'ar Areach, and I'm going back to Rav and Abaye. So remember, Abaye says that the Zman D'Yama holds Loy Efsher, even though it's Loy Efsher, but Kamachavin, even though you're Mechavin for this Isser, even though Mechavin, if it's Loy Efsher, it's Mutter. That's Abaye's Chiddush. And Rav is trying to ask some places where you see there's no such thing. Toshim, this is talking about an egla arufa. Halacha is about egla arufa. It says in the pasuk, you take v'lochu zikne ira, he eglas bakar ashaloi ubad ba ashaloi mashcha ba'oil. You have to take an egla that never worked a day in its life. It never slept the oil. That's the halacha. You have to use a egla, a calf, a young calf that was never worked with. So it says this young calf had to nurse, and his mother was tied to the rifka. Rifka is like a, it's like a yoke that ties a few animals together, and they thresh. They stay in one place and thresh. And this little calf's mother was threshing, so they had to attach him to the yoke in order to she nurse. That was the case. By the way, Agav, the name Rivka that we know comes from this word. Hechnisa la Rivka v'dasha k'sheira. The loch is the egla is still kosher. Why is the egla still kosher? Because you didn't. It was a shleiva kavana. It wasn't mechavin. You put it in there to nurse, and a punk started threshing. Okay, what should I do? That's ksheira. It's not called did work. But if you put it in there, you get an extra hands on deck to thresh and to nurse. Halacha is psula. So freit rava v'hachad lo efshar v'kam mechavin v'ktani psula. Here it's lo efshar. How else was the nurse? And v'kam mechavin the halacha is it's psula. So it's a kasha on Rabbaya. What is Abaye going to do? Again, Abaye could have answered, going to Rabbi Shimon here, but Abaye wants to answer anyway. So let's talk to Abaye. You're right. Usually, lo yafshir ka mechavin is mutter. Here, the reason why it's also there, the pasuk says it can't have any type of malacha. Shani ha'asam d'ksiv, by Eglot says, ashalei ubad ba, mekomakon. Ubad ba is mashma, that it wasn't done with it. Not I did it with it. It wasn't done. Any type of avoid, even by itself, is a problem. Mekomakon is sharp. We come back with it's also, that's why. Not because the Kamachavim is also, because here, it's a Shalubba. Right? In the race also, when it worked by itself, it should be also. Allah Shalubba says. Right? So, Allah. So, the Gemara's an answer from the Psukim, you see, certainly so. But the Gemara first brings Allah Shalom Mishnah, Mesechus Para. Allah, it says, Mesechus Para Aduma. By Para Aduma, Allah is, it also now that I have oil. So, it says, what about Shachan Aleha Oif? If a Oif landed on top of a Para. Kshayra, it's kosher. Allah allows zachar, but if a zachar went on top of the para, psula, it's possible. My timer. So the question is, what's the pshat? Malavshach. Either way, it wasn't on purpose. Amar Papa explains from the psukim from Egla Rufa, which we learn that Egla Rufa from Paradum with Xer Shava, oil, like the Mar of Sechasaita says. So our Papa brings a makar from that, from Egla Rufa itself. That'll help us for us with Egla Rufa. Amar Papa, iksiv, Avad, actually Avad ba the Karina Avad, and you read it for Avad. Ad Avad ba you. Then you learn from there. You have to do the malacha b'kavana yourself. Iksev Ubad the Karina Ubad. If it's an Ubad and it said Ubad, it's a Kriya Iksev. This it says we're at a vav and we read it Ubad. So, but if it said Ubad with the vav, it was written like that. The Karina Ubad. Then I feel a melanami. Even a mele, even an oif landing on it would be awesome. Hashda the Iksev says Avad without the vav. The Karina Ubad teaches like this. Uba dumi the avad, not avad the nichle, uba the nichle. Of course, uba teaches us even happens by itself; it's also, but it has to be just like avad, which is nichle, and therefore shachan ala oif. You don't care about that, but ala ala zacha you're nichle because you wanted to have babies. Therefore, it's also the same thing comes to nursing v'tidash. When it went in to be a thresh, I don't need a little baby egla to do threshing. I don't want this to happen. But shatina v'tidash there, there by kavano, there I want it there, even though it was by itself, it's still also. That's what the Gemara is coming out. That's how Abaye is answering it. That here is also because of the extra pasuk of Ubad. Lashon Ubad says, shouldn't be done. You read it that way, and that's what tells us it's also. So to Gemara, the second to last attempt as a raya to Abaye and Rav. Against Abaye. Tashima. Aveda, if someone has a Aveda, he's not allowed to use it. But lo yishetchena agave mitla agamita. You shouldn't, you know, you're having guests, you want to put it on your mita, you can't do that. Or you want to go to sleep, you want to have a nice sheet, you know, I'll do that. Like I mogud, you can't hang it on hooks to make a nice wallpaper. Lutzarcha, for yourself, you can't do it. I was shaitcha lutzarcha. But in those days, they held that these materials need to be shooken out a little bit. So you want to hang it out for itself, it's mutter. What about his dam le'orchin? He has guests coming. He says, you know what? It's a good time now to dust off the aveda. And the guests are coming. I'll have both, you know, I'll look fancy also same time. Even if it's a tzarcha, you can't do it. So the kash is, I is loy efsher, because you have to fix this, you have to shake it out. And still, since it's mechavim to mischabit barachim, to make yourself a kup mekavadik barachim, it's also. So what's the going to say? And for the Gemara, no, shani hosom the kolile. If you put it on barachim, you are burning it. It's actually like being mazik it. It's not because a shtamshus is also. There, I'm burning it. How? Even from ein bisha. Either because ayin ara, the guy walks in, ooh, this guy is fancy. That's ayin ara. Or even from gamvi, or he might walk off with it. One of the archim might be a ganev, and when you're not looking, you might walk off with it. And therefore, when it comes to aved, you have to be very careful of watching other people's money. Your money, you could do this. You put an ayin ra, don't worry about gamvi. But for someone else's money, you got to be worried, and therefore, you're not allowed to do this. Tashima, the last attempt at a raya. Tashima, this will be a raya, and this will be a raya to the first lashon, something in the first lashon. This will be a raya to something in the first lashon. Tashima, moichrei ksus. People who are selling shatness, they're selling it for goyim, and they want to show off the wares. Moichrei kedarkom, they could wear it kedarkom. Uvacha yischavim mechavim rechama. We shouldn't in the summer. They shouldn't be mechavim to protect themselves from the sun. And in the rain, they shouldn't have a kavana to protect themselves from the rain. But there's no problem. You could wear those shatness to show it off to the goyim to sell it to them. But vatsnuim, the people who are very medaktik and mitzvahs. They put the coat on a stick and they hang it behind their back. They don't wear it. So what's going on over here? We see over here that Beikar Adin al Shaloi Miskavein is mutter. And even though here it's Efsher, the Reisha says that you can let her wear it to show it off to show off your wear. Now here it's Efsher to put it on a stick. Still the Loch is mutter. We're going to Rav Shimon, obviously. E Miskavein is mutter. Again, we didn't speak it out, but it's clear in the whole sugya. E Miskavein and Mechavein is not Tafak Adin and Shabbos. Then we'll call it Harakula. So here, Amos Gavin by Kalayim is Mutter even by Efshim. There's a kasha on the first version of Rava. In the first version of Rava, he held a fear of Shimon by Efshim, you cannot be Mata in Amos Gavin. So here is a kasha on the first Rava. So it says, here it's possible to do like the Tznuim. And still, v'chiloy mechavin shari, you don't have a kavanah mutter. Tiyufta l'man demasti lishta kama the rava tiyufta. It's a tiyufta on the first lashon of rava where he said that efshir v'loy mechavin according to Rav Shimon is aser. Here it's mavuya klar that efshir v'loy mechavin is mutter. Who's going? Can't go to Rav Yehuda. Who holds v'loy mechavin is aser? So must be going to Rav Shimon who holds v'loy mechavin is mutter even by efshir. So tiyufta lishta kama the rava tiyufta. Zok the gemara bite. Instead of our Mishnah, we now go into a whole new sugya. The sugya goes to the Zev Zagarim Aser and other things. Shvach Eitz and Mepas. We'll see. It says in the Mishnah that you can't use chametz to fuel up, to warm up your oven with these wood. And our Gemara is going to handle, if someone used Issa Hana, I actually talk about Arla and Klai Kerem, if someone did that, what happens to the bread? What happens to the oven? Tanar Banan. Tanar Shesikoi Beklipe Arla. The halacha is that arla, only the fruit of a arla is asa bahana, not the branches. But like Rashi speaks out, the shell of a nut or the shell of a rimain have a din of a peri, because a shayme peri is like a peri. So you use kilipe arla to fuel up your tanner, or the chaff of klai karam of the wheat. Chaff is not a peri, by klai karam nothing to do with peri, only by arla. By klai karam, everything is klai. Doesn't say peri the like Rashi speaks out. So you use kashrus or klai karam to warm up the oven. So these are both asa bahana. So what's the halacha? Chadosh, a brand new earthenware oven, the first day you burn it up, that strengthens the oven. So halacha is yutatz. You have to smash it because it has isahana in it right now. And we'll explain this a little better as we go along. Chadosh yutatz, the chadosh is, you have to break because it has isahana on it. Now, and if you use it next time, you can't. You'll be even come out. You'll be being netted from it. Yashan yutzan. But if it's an old oven, so all you have to do is cool it off. You don't want to use the heat of the isana, but the oven didn't get anything from that. What about afa bayis pas? You while the fire was on, you baked pasta. Rebbe Yemi Apas Asura. Rebbe holds Apas is also. Why? Because he holds Yesh Shvach Eitzim Apas. That means that since the Eitzim Asa Bahana, you look at it Ki'ilu, the Isser, the Yegei Hana from the Eitzim itself, and it comes out that the Isser Hana went into the Pas itself, and the Pas itself becomes Asa Bahana now. And now that I use it. The Pas is Mutter, because he looks at it that when it's burning, that's not Eitzim anymore. So the heat going into the Pas is not Eitzim, it's just heat from something that was burnt already. And that is not Isser Hana, and therefore it's Mutter. And in Lashon HaGemara, it's called Yesh Shvach Eitzim Apas or In Shvach Eitzim Apas. Everyone agrees, Bishla Gavi Gecholim, there I call Mutter. Why? Because Gecholim already are not Eitzim anymore. They're already burnt already. Now, all those coals, there you're definitely not having Hana anymore directly from the Eitzim, and therefore if you cook to that, there I call Mutter. That's the Braisa. Now, the Kash is another Braisa. Vatanya, Ben Chodosh, Uben Yashon Yutza. Another Braisa says that even a new oven, you let it cool off and use it again. What's pshat? Why can you use it? It says a stira. One place is chadash yutatz. You have to smash the oven. You can't use it anymore. One says chadash yutzan. What's the answer to the stira? So the Gemara first says, like kasha, ha rebbe, ha rabbanon. Maybe it's like this rebbe and the rabbanon. Because according to Rebbe, he holds yesh shvach eitzim bepas. So yesh shvach eitzim betana also. That means when you warm up the tanner, it's ilu the eitzim itself are going into the tanner, and the tanner becomes a shtik isana. The tanner has ilu eitzim in it because the eitzim went into the tanner. According to Rabbanon, the tanner has become asbana. It only got hana from burnt eitzim, from the heat of eitzim. That's not called yesh shvach eitzim apas, no yesh shvach eitzim betanner. So maybe har rabbi, har rabbanon. So the Gemara, no. I'll tell you why it can't, it's not Muchach, it's Rebbe. You're right, according to Rebbe, the Isana went into the Tanner. You're right. But let me ask you something. Why can I use it again? If I cook again, pass in it, Lamaisa, the pass didn't only get Hanah from the Tanner. It got Hanah also from the Chulin, or the Heta Hanah, firewood I used. That's called Zev Zeh Gerim. And Zev Zeh Gerim, maybe with the Evid is Mutter. It's also, but the Evid is Mutter. And therefore made the Tana become also. But Zev Zeh Gerim, you don't know if Zev Zeh Gerim is also. So how do you know? So why do you have to smash it? Lemaisa, it's in the game for the Evid. It'll be Mutter. What? I know, yeah, but there's no reason to. Yeah, but he says that.
So,
right. Make it. Oh, so Tosfos speaks this out. He says, here, if I have to break the oven, that's called the Evid, he's saying. Tosfos speaks out, it's called with the effort to break the oven, and therefore, you don't break the oven, you'll keep it and use it. You'll use the heta, Zedagar Mutter in this case, even though it's the Chachila also, but since with the effort, Zedagar Mutter, it's called with the effort. So, it's a little bit of Rebbe here, but you don't see Rebbe holds that much. Vada Ken Shtimut Rabbanon, but Rebbe you don't see so stark. So, it's back Shver, why one place says Yutatz, one place says Yutzon. We don't have a man of the Yom, it says Yutatz. Who's the man of the Yutatz? Who's the man of the Yom holds? Zev is Zedagarim is also. The man the Omar holds Zev is a Gerim Aser. You know what it is? That is Rabbi Eliezer. And the other man the Omar says Yutzan is the Rabbanon. And now the Gemara will go look for this Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon. He says, not Mukhez Rabbi, but the Gemara will look for Eliezer Rabbanon. Yet Shem on tomorrow's share, we will continue the discussion of Zev is a Gerim Aser.